Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 25th, 2019. Why we need this world. How does one rise from a devastated state to the greatness of the Creator, to faith above reason? In truth, a person is incapable of rising from a state of genuine devastation because this is the opening of a new space that was empty during the breaking of Adam HaRishon that we need to correct and fill with the light of connection. Therefore, we have no forces and means for this. Within this world, there are no forces capable of filling this spiritual vacuum, and we have no spiritual means. Even if we were already in the spiritual world, on spiritual degrees, we could not correct this empty space being revealed to us. This happens every time because new desires are revealed that we did not have previously. With each step, stronger broken desires manifest, therefore all our previous experience does not help. So we are in this world, in a material, physical group that we must use in order to rise from one level to another. Now we understand why this reality is needed. When I fall, I remain empty without any support in the past and no hope for the future, without any chance to go from step to step, because the level is broken and it is impossible to understand and see anything in it. The only thing that can be done is to join the group and start work anew, to unite with the friends, try to get involved with them as much as possible, drawing the reforming light, and the Creator will finish this work for me. Therefore, until we complete all the corrections, we cannot free ourselves from this world. This system must exist. Indeed, when a new empty space is revealed, meaning the next broken reshimo in the chain, I have no other way but to join the group and get new forces from our connection for the ascent. And so it is every time. It is said, what the mind does not do, time does. And time is a sequence of actions, impressions that I need to undergo in order to understand that I have nothing but a group. On the other hand, I have a group, how wonderful! To the extent that I am falling now, I begin to appreciate the group. And this is not a fall, but a new, uncorrected degree. If I join the group and fall into the arms of my friends, they will save me. Therefore, the material state, meaning connection, the center of the tens, is so important for entering the spiritual ladder. If I don't imagine this whole system, I don't feel where the center of the ten is located, the group and me inside it. If I don't form such a model of connection, then I will be unable to get a single broken reshimo. After all, one can only rise from it through a connection with the ten. The model of ten should begin to live in me, each time clearing up more and more. Therefore, the reality of this world we are in is so important. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, the 30th of November 2019, the work in faith above reason. My article in Newsmax, The Hague vs. Israel, the tribunal should be within us. The recommendation to launch an investigation by the International Criminal Court, ICC, in The Hague against Israel for alleged war crimes in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip is another proof that the Jewish nation is once again singled out among all the nations in the world by international organizations. However, if I were to be questioned at the ICC in The Hague, I would not have anything bad to say against the prosecutors, but rather, I would explain to them and to ourselves why the world hates Israel and what it is that we are guilty of. I would run a quick survey of the system of creation from beginning to end and demonstrate that no calamity comes to the world but for Israel, Yevamot 63. The reason for the hostility against us is not because of the occupation and has nothing to do with our necessity for self-defense, but is because we fail to execute what the world needs from us, to connect and provide the world with the system for ultimate connection. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the nation of Israel was created differently from all other nations of the world. Ours is a nation established to serve as a source for humanity's future connection, of every nation in the world. It is why Israel was created and it is our destiny. Moreover, it is what the world subconsciously expects of us. However, the current situation is that the ego in us increases daily, widening the divide between us to a point of hatred, a hatred that must be covered with love. Even the issue of the world's hypocrisy for singling out Israel is out of place. While it is true that Syria is using chemical weapons against innocent civilians, Turkey mercilessly attacks the Kurds, and Iran shoots demonstrators indiscriminately, if we were to delve into understanding the system of creation, we would see that even these cases are a result of the spiritual negligence of the people of Israel. We are the ones who fail to rise above the hatred and rejection between us, and the nations of the world reflect the state of our relations. We are not only responsible for this world, but for all the worlds, for better or for worse. Even if a predator attacks another animal, it is our responsibility. Even if one insect kills another, it is because of us. That is, our negligence to awaken the positive force between us that can balance the natural negative force of the ego that is revealed. As it is written, love will cover all transgressions. Only the balance between hatred and love can stabilize the world. As long as we are divided and bring no equilibrium to humanity, we the people of Israel have no right to this land on the shores of the Mediterranean. In his commentary on the first verse in the Torah, Rabbi Shlomo Yitzchaki, Rashi, writes, "If the nations of the world say to Israel, 'You are robbers who have occupied the lands of seven peoples,' they respond unto them, 'All the land is of the Almighty. He created it and gave it to whom he saw fit. Of his volition he gave it, and of his volition he took it from them and gave it to us.' The world does not care what goes on among the people of Israel. They hate us and want to see an end to the Israeli enterprise. On the other hand, we are weak and lack an ideological basis and understanding of the conditions upon which we exist here in the land of Israel, and what our role is vis-à-vis the world. Therefore, it is not about a few leaders or political parties who are guilty, nor about war crimes. In truth, we are all guilty for all crimes in the world. We are a stiff-necked people. Instead of learning how to implement the principles of connection that are embedded in the system of creation, we behave like a small child who is being punished by his mother until he begins to listen and does what is expected of him. He calls her a bad mother, but just as in our upbringing, there is no choice, we have no option whether or not we should carry out our role. Over and over again, we have to hear the explanation of our sages until the message filters through and the formula reawakens the desensitized yet integral part of us. If we will only get closer and unite among us, we will change the relations that affect the balance of the entire system. We will then be bestowed with honor and appreciation from the world, as is written, "And the people shall take them, and bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of the Lord." Isaiah 14:2. Live in one idea. Question: in what way does the teacher depend on the student in the transmission of spiritual knowledge? Answer: in many ways. The teacher needs to try and open up the student, to help him attune to a common wave with the teacher. They should try not just to understand each other, but to live together through one idea gradually being imbued with common sensations. Question: what does it mean to become a student of a Kabbalist? Answer: to become a student of a Kabbalist means to want the same feeling, understanding, and thought as the teacher. Question: what rules should a student observe in relation to a Kabbalist teacher? Answer: the student should try to attach himself to the thoughts of his teacher and try to enter into him as deeply as possible. Nothing else is needed. In order to do so, there are such auxiliary methods as helping the teacher in his activities. Even in ordinary science, a lot depends on how close a student is to his teacher. In Kabbalah, it is even more so, because a Kabbalist passes to his students not simply knowledge, like professor to a student, but sensations that cannot be felt by the ordinary senses and qualities. Therefore, a much greater proximity is needed here, a common connection between them. However, this is achieved gradually. From CabTV's Fundamentals in Kabbalah, the 27th of October 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora, who will win in a war if all 190-plus countries teams up against Israel? What if God doesn't help Israel? It could definitely become a reality where the entire world teams up against Israel. We, the people of Israel, can expect more and more hatred toward us, and it can dress all kinds of forms that we consider as unjust. For instance, the recent allegations in The Hague of war crimes that Israel immediately took defense to, or myriad other forms of blame against us. We, the people of Israel, have the ability to switch on a new light in the world, where the entire world would think and speak positively about the Jewish people and the state of Israel, but the way we currently conduct ourselves brings upon us increasing hatred. The hatred against us is an outcome of our negligence. It is negligence of the biggest kind. We have the ability to correct the world, to bring about a natural balance among human society worldwide, spreading peace, love and unity upon the growing division and hatred, but we neglect our ability to do so. The more the nations of the world point out our seeming wrongdoings, the more we try to defend ourselves. However, there is no use in trying to defend ourselves in such a way. We are entering a state similar to what was unfolding in 1930s Germany, only today, it is not a matter of one nation or region against us, but in today's globally connected world, the entire world is frowning at us more and more. No matter what we do to try and improve our image, with all the advances in science, medicine and technology we bring to the world, we cannot buy a positive attitude toward us. Why? It is because the hatred felt toward us is natural. It emerges from the laws of nature. Human nature, the egoistic desire to enjoy at others' expense, which is at the basis of every person's thoughts, actions and behaviors, continually grows. It is the negative force in nature, positioned opposite to the positive altruistic force of love, bestowal and connection. In our times, the egoistic desire is growing to enormous proportions, and humanity finds itself in myriad problems as a result of the growing ego that finds no balance with the force of love and bestowal opposite it. How can this growing ego be brought into balance with the positive force? It can be done through the method of correction that was made to establish this balance, the method for revealing that force through the positive connection of society. The people of Israel were originally founded as a nation that implemented this method of correction. They emerged about 3,800 years ago in ancient Babylon, where Abraham guided them to unite above the rampant social division of the time, and they acquired the time Israel, Yasharakel, straight to God, from there aimed directly at the force of love and bestowal. They drew this force to themselves, and it connected them above the divisive ego that was bursting at the seams. As the ego in Abraham's time was tearing apart human society, and he gathered anyone who felt a need for better relations to come and learn how to connect above the divisive ego, so it is today. The people who were founded on that method have the ability to start making strides toward better connection, more love, unity and peace among each other, in order to be a conduit for the positive force of love and bestowal to spread among wider circles of humanity. Our neglect to realize this ability, and our continued efforts to instead dabble in egoistic goals for money, honor, control and knowledge, lets the ego run wild, and it ultimately brings about all kinds of outbursts, pains and crises. As a boomerang, the nations of the world feel hatred increasingly surfacing within them toward us. It is a subconscious hatred where they feel we hide something good from them, without knowing exactly what it is, and neither the people of Israel nor the nations of the world can rationally pinpoint the core reason for the hatred. It is a fact that Israel is hated by all the nations, whether for religious, racial, capitalist, communist, or for cosmopolitan reasons, etc. It is so because the hatred precedes all reasons, but each merely resolves its loathing according to its own psychology. Yehuda Ashlag, The Writings of the Last Generation. Therefore, We live in a time today where if we, the people of Israel, fail to wake up to our role and start implementing the method of correction we once realized in ancient Babylon, to unite, love your friend as yourself, above division, love will cover all transgressions, in order to spread unity among society, to be a light unto the nations, then it could indeed become a reality where the entire world teams up against Israel. Whether it is the allegations in The Hague last week pushing for an investigation into war crimes committed by the State of Israel, or whether it is American Jews in New York and Jersey City last week getting murdered due to clear anti-Semitic motives, such examples from the last few days alone are among a long string of intensifying anti-Semitic motions that have been exponentially rising the last few years. The problem is that we are a stiff-necked nation, as is mentioned in the Torah, where despite the distinct anti-Semitic tendencies, we close our ears to the deeper calling behind the hatred. We are like a little child whose mother gets angry at him, and we point back to the mother saying that she's a bad mother, without understanding the intention in the mother that wishes for the child to fix his conduct. We thus need not point our finger back at humanity, at anti-Semites and at people who seek to illuminate our wrongdoings. If we instead focus on our own unity, on realizing the ideological basis for what made us a nation to begin with, we will then draw the positive force of nature upon ourselves, and through us, it will spread to humanity. That and only that will certify a change in attitude toward us, as a new state of unity among humanity would bring about new positive sensations of happiness, confidence, love and peace. We would then become felt as a kind of tap that allows the positive force to enter people's lives, and would accordingly receive a positive response from the world.